And just like that, the third bug has been found here on East Coast Radio. We've hidden microphones across our province in various locations, and the third one has been found in a matter of days. It's remarkable, really. This is Mike Fee, and if you are keen to win the bug and your share of $250,000, you need some insight from someone who has won already. This is the podcast for you. Barry's on the line right now. He's just won 25,000 rand. Barry, when you won about 5 minutes ago with Carol Forey, what did it feel like? Take me inside the moments as Carol announces you're a winner. You hear the crowd going wild and you realize you have found the bug. What does that feel like?
Man, it was nerve-wracking, to be honest. And I think what made it worse was me sitting outside of the office and I was freezing cold out there, so I had the shakes. but really excited. And then, you know, when it was announced and I got it, I think I heard the staff in the office before I could hear anything on the telephone. So no, it was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Congratulations, you've won yourself 25,000 Rand.
You have found the bug and won 25,000 Rand.
Oh, Barry, it's just the greatest news in the whole world. And have you begun to think about your expenditure yet? What are you planning to spend your money on now that you are 25,000 Rand richer?
My wife already said to me and sent me her banking detail that I need to transfer it straight into her account.
I like her style, Barry. It's pretty good, that. Were you certain you had it? I mean, considering the fact that you live about 5 kilometers away from the bug itself, were you pretty sure about it?
When you say pretty sure, I would say probably around about 80%. And funny enough, when I was on the phone and Carol played that sound bit, there was something on there that I heard a man's voice, and I thought, oh, gosh, no, that doesn't sound like, it doesn't sound the correct spot. So actually, in that moment, I thought maybe I was one of those guys that was just not correct.
I've got the audio for you here. The last thing you would have heard with Carol just a few moments ago was this, right?
I like to do the whole thing, right?
Yes. I can hear a man's voice there. That would throw a person off, right? You weren't exactly sure about that.
And it was, I want to do the whole thing or something. And I thought, what is that? That doesn't make sense to where I think it was, you know? So then I thought, okay, I hadn't won it. So absolutely amazing that I won it.
Well, let's do a bit of a recon here, because I have specifically avoided listening to any of the clues and sounds up until this moment, so I could then get a fresh perspective from a winner, so that those who want to win after you can do so, okay? I've been given an envelope. I'm going to open it up, and inside of here, I am told I've got a recon of all the clues you've heard about so far. So this bug was only released on Friday. So not many attempts to try and guess this, which I really commend you on. You got this pretty quickly. The first clue you would have gotten was Orion, peekaboo, I see through you. Were there any alarm bells going off in your head when you first heard this?
So not alarm bells, and I didn't actually think of the hole in the wall at that particular moment. I was thinking more along the lines of I see through you. I actually thought maybe Moses Mabhida Stadium, that sky train that goes up at the top.
Yeah.
And that was my initial thought. One of the kids in the car said, Dad, what about, you know, one of those viewing things that you put your two rand in, and you can, you know, so that was a great idea. So I didn't actually think of hole in wall initially.
We then heard a second clue with Stacey and Jace, where there was the word scramble. And let me tell you, this has caused a huge ruckus on our social media, because the word star tune, I mean, tune in KZN's a part of our manner of speech in this province. So when you heard star tune, did anything become clear to you in that moment?
So, again, no. I know that the slang, you know, word tune.
Yeah.
I've got two young boys, 15 and 12. So that's actually part and parcel of their language.
Yeah.
That threw me off. That's probably the one clue that can't see how it's,
Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you right now. It's the word North Coast. Scrambled. North Coast star tune. Okay. So now we both know. I also didn't realize that's all right now. Then, Barry, this morning on East Coast Breakfast, the rhyme arrived that said, born of water, shaped by the time, ancient and gaudy portal of brine. Anything that you could have considered from this clue to help you in the right direction?
Yeah, I think all of it, and not just the clues. You know, there's also the clues which have obviously guided me in the right direction. But a lot of the comments. So you have a look at the comments where you might be looking on Facebook and there's comments that said underneath. One of the ones was one of the waterfalls, I think it was. And I thought, oh, gosh, that's a great idea. That's a great suggestion. And then I started doing a little bit of research, and then I thought, okay, wait, this actually, somebody had mentioned the hole in the wall in our area, and I thought, you know what, that's it. That's exactly where it is. Yeah.
Very, very nice thinking. Your audio detective skills are strong. This morning, Carol Ofori gave us the final clue, and then you played along almost like 5 minutes later. The clue was, if you want to have the edge, just make sure you're right on the ledge. Quite a tough one, that. What did you get from it?
Can I be honest?
Yes.
I didn't know about that clue. I mean, that's pretty amazing. That says it all.
Well, that clue, I mean, in particular, right, it references, and you'll know this from being on that particular section of the beach. When you're walking from the tidal pool, from Charlie's pool at Thompson's, yes, you walk along the ledge, which is pretty helter-skelter, actually. It's not exactly the safest scenario. And you'll have the waves crashing at your feet before you get into the second sort of hidden beaches at Engagement Bay. So you know that ledge references the fact that at Thompson's, right by the hole in the wall, you've got a tiny sliver of rock to walk along to get to other beaches. So that's the ledge.
Yeah, I think you're 100% correct. And I think I thought, well, because I didn't get that last clue. So I saw that there's like a metal railing that's on that ledge that you can walk along. I thought, okay, well, maybe the bug is attached to that railing. And then I thought, no, that wouldn't make sense. There's a possibility it's going to get wet.
Yes, good thinking, Barry. That's clever.
And then I thought, no. And then I just thought, you know what? Let me just... And I thought, well, what? Where else? Where else could it be? And then I thought, well, the only thing would be on a rock's ledge. It would create a little bit of... You would have a little bit of a ledge where you could place the bug and be protected from the elements. And yeah, that was a great guess.
It was a perfect guess. 25,000 Rand richer, and you are a winner of Bugged. Someone is listening to you right now thinking to themselves, man, I really want to be Barry. I also want to win the bug. I feel like I'm an audio sleuth. I can work this out for myself. What piece of advice do you have to give to someone who wants to win the bug as well?
Man, my recommendation is listen to East Coast Radio, number one. Number two, get onto the WhatsApp group where you've got all the additional clues. And then another thing is get some ideas from the comments that you might see on Facebook.
Yeah, so the WhatsApp channel, you can join that. Check out the Facebook pages. It gets your creative juices flowing. And also, maybe it helps you work out where the bug isn't. You know what I mean?
Yes, correct.
Barry, you are an absolute star. Congratulations. And do me a favor, at some point over the course of the next week, go past Thompson's, just around the corner from your house, and go give that wall a bit of a cuddle, okay?
I'm going to definitely do that. Thank you so much.
Barry, have a great day further. Congrats.
Cheers. You too, man.
That is Barry. He has won himself 25,000 Rand because he is an audio detective of notes. If you want to get involved in the winning, it's very easy. WhatsApp the word bug to 061-700-0800. And you could be the next winner. Tune into East Coast Radio at any given moment, because Bugged is on all day, every single day, and clues exist at every turn on East Coast Radio.
This is your chance to win a share of 250,000 Rand. This is Bugged Season 2.